Cheney, Kinzinger vote to remove Paul Gosar from committee assignments. By Wendell Hasebo on November 17, 2021. Democrat allied reps. Adam Kinzinger, Ariel, and Liz Cheney, RY, both voted to censure and remove Representative Paul Gosar, RAS, from his Oversight and Reform and Natural Resources Committee seats. Kinzinger and Cheney were the only so-called Republicans to vote against the Democrat motion. Establishment Republican Representative David Joyce, RO, voted present. Democrats accused Gosar of inciting violence for tweeting a video that depicted an anime character killing Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. Does anyone in this chamber find this behavior acceptable? Ocasio-Cortez said while looking at the Republican side of the House chamber before the vote. I do not espouse violence towards anyone. I never have. Gosar responded to the accusation. It was not my purpose to make anyone upset. There is no threat in the cartoon other than the threat of immigration, Gosar said Wednesday. If I must join Alexander Hamilton, the first person attempted to be censured by this House, so be it, he said. It is done. The vote reportedly represents the first censure of a sitting member in more than 10 years and the 24th in history. After the vote, Cheney told reporters, the glorification of the suggestion of the killing of a colleague is completely unacceptable. And I think that it's a clear violation of House rules. While Kinzinger announced his retirement after voting to impeach former President Donald Trump, Cheney appears to be running for re-election against Trump-endorsed Harriet Hageman, a lawyer from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Much to Cheney's embarrassment, the Wyoming Republican Party voted on Saturday to no longer recognize Cheney as a Republican. The vote is likely to mount a challenge for the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney's re-election hopes. Well, I won the majority of the non-Hageman vote, so I'm proud of that, Cheney said after the Saturday vote. Cheney voted to impeach Trump in 2021 and to hold Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress Friday. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.